This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and folks are up in here if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight you've got Ian.
Oh, yeah.
And Tony.
So there has been in the news way more hatred directed towards Free Staters. And a Free Stater, for those that are new to the show, is someone who is a libertarian, typically who migrated to New Hampshire, although the Free State Project, I think, now officially just describes it as anyone who's a libertarian in New Hampshire. They've kind of expanded the definition of it. But
that's fair.
But the yeah, I think it's fair. But it traditionally has been those who have migrated, people who, like the three of us, although you didn't ever join the Free State Project, Aria, and technically I am not a member
and I rescinded my
you
name
also rescinded
back in the day.
But we are ultimately all still here because of the Free State Project.
For sure. It was a great idea created by a man who... apparently, the founder of the Free State Project wouldn't even attend the Liberty Forum this year because he's a masker.
Ooh.
And I guess he didn't, didn't want to go there.
Oh, well.
You know, that which you create can sometimes grow out of what your original view or vision for it was. But it has been a tremendous success. The vision was, let's get 20,000 liberty-minded people, liberty-minded activists, to migrate to one geographic area. Because libertarians, are just there's just not enough of us in any one place.
Right.
And so what happens if we actually concentrate our numbers in a small, low-population state? What happens? What we've seen now, what happens? This is no longer a pie-in-the-sky concept.
But we have historical historical statistics on what can happen if a lot of the same type of people move to a state.
Sure, look at the Mormons.
Look at the Mormons. Look at Vermont. The whole state. The whole state is, it's all hippie farmers. And that was back in the 70s?
That's right.
So,
there are also the Amish in Pennsylvania, same basic concept of having a community that essentially is untouchable.
Except Pennsylvania, there's a portion of Pennsylvania, but if they tried to take over the whole state, that wouldn't work very well.
Well, then we just need more numbers.
But New Hampshire is so small, it's only 1.3 million people.
Correct.
A lot of woods, very small state. I think this is, you know, a lot of the naysayers say it can never work.
It's a hell of a lot
better choice
than Alaska.
But it's not going to work in a week, in a year. It's going to take a little while.
Yep. And now it's coming on 20 years since the Free State Project, not quite, it'll be 2023, it'll be 20 years since the Free State Project chose New Hampshire as its destination. It was founded in 2001, so it's been around actually for more than 20 years, but the actual destination of New Hampshire was picked out of 10 potential states by the first 5,000 members of the Free State Project. And then finally in 2016, they reached that 20,000 number, which was to officially be on what they call trigger the move. Then those people had 5 years in which to move. Now, most of us, except for you, Aria, I think, were early movers. Conan, you and I, we moved before they hit the 20,000.
Oh, yeah.
I just sort of accidentally ended up here. In fact, who are you people?
I know, right? You're crazy cultists.
And there's more coming, right? So after 20,000, they took down that number, and they just said, come on in. If you're a liberty-loving activist, you should be here. You should be where the number one community is. We're having the most success of any libertarian migration or any libertarian movement anywhere. And so the best libertarian activists are moving here. I mean, if you actually want to have success, come where the people are having success. Come where there's the largest concentration of libertarians on the planet.
And that's why I joke about how I got here, because I think that's the best sales pitch that the Free State Project has, is here you have this libertarian who didn't even know about the Free State Project and still ended up here because of the Free State Project.
Yep, because there was something created that just didn't exist anywhere else. And the thing that is happening now, and to be fair, it's been happening for probably at least the last decade, here and there, but it's happening now at a clip that is unprecedented. And what I'm talking about is the hatred that is being directed toward the Free Staters.
Mm-hmm.
The hatred, the absolute fear-mongering, negative, opinion pieces in newspapers. They have they've got like seminars that they give now about the Free Staters.
Yeah, I remember that.
They still do them. Oh, there was one earlier this year, and probably more than one of them. And so, like, these are just examples. They also recently did another hate mailer campaign where they actually spent money on a direct mailer.
Money is being spent on this campaign.
Thousands of dollars spent to send a direct mailer direct to thousands of homes in New Hampshire to let them know about the dangers of the Free State Project. Now, again, that's not new. They've been doing that for years. But, again, all these things are happening now at a much faster rate. And the Free State NH account on Twitter, it seems like it's almost every day that they have an example of some person who's a total statist government, whether they be on the left or they be on the right. It tends to come from the left more often, but there's still some guys that are on the right that are freaking out too.
Yeah, if you were to look at any of the posts concerning the secession from the union.
Oh, yeah. I got one right here.
That got smashed. If you read those, we have a couple of big newspapers here. Of course, we have our Sentinel here in Keene, and you have the Union, and the, what's the third one?
Sentinel, the Union Leader, there's a few others.
Anyways,
if you want to shut those people down, ask them if they know that a trans person helped write that legislation.
The posts were sad. There were a couple of liberty-minded people, but most of them were, how dare you? Mm-hmm. How dare you? Don't you remember? There's a whole war that was caused over this type of nonsense. And it's like, yeah, and the country was founded on the same principle. And then, 100 years later, there was a nasty war fought because some states wanted their sovereignty. So, I mean, what are you arguing for?
So they're okay with killing people to make them obey?
Obviously, probably statists. Yeah. But I mean, the ratio
that,
of
right?
pro-state state sympathizers versus the liberty lovers is still something that needs to be considered. There are a lot of government lovers out there.
Yeah.
who don't want to lose whatever it is that we have.
Yeah, they're pissed.
And here we are talking about it like this is a bad relationship. We are being abused by our partner.
Yes.
In most situations, this is where your psychologist says you need to get out of that bad relationship. Right. That's all we're saying. Why are you so stuck? Why are you so stuck in the situation? Get out of it.
They're convinced that they would be nothing without their abusive partner.
Yep.
They've bought the.
They're gaslighted.
Yes, they bought the gaslighting.
Oh, the military fought for our freedoms, and what about Social Security?
Also gaslighting.
It's always the same excuses. So here's the latest hit piece. This appeared in the Laconia Daily Sun. That was a newspaper in what they call the Lakes region, sort of the eastern central portion of the state, east of Concord. And the writer is John Decker. CACR 32, an amendment. Oh, it's called Who Are the Free Staters? CACR 32, an amendment calling for New Hampshire's independence from the United States, was shot down on the House floor 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was.
But the libertarian and anti-federalist attitudes behind it are here to stay. The House voted to make the amendment inexpedient to legislate in a 323-13 vote, effectively throttling the bill. Yep. Of the 13 members who voted in favor of CACR 32, which would have put the question of secession to a statewide vote, at least he was correct about that. In a lot of the media coverage, they have completely misstated.
And by the way, what's wrong with that? That's beautiful.
They're afraid of what
Bring
the people
Bring it to a vote. Let the people decide.
He said none were registered as members of the state's Libertarian Party. They were all Republicans. For some Republicans in Belknap County and beyond, this trend is becoming a nuisance and concern as Libertarian-minded politicians run under their banner. By the way, if the Republicans and Democrats hadn't made third-party politics so difficult, maybe more of them would actually run as Libertarians. If you didn't have to go out and collect over 100, I think it's 150, to petition signatures to qualify for the ballot as a state rep candidate as a Libertarian, and you might be hearing that saying, oh, well, that's no big deal. It's harder than you think.
Versus what is it for just Republican or Democrat? It's like a couple bucks?
It's $2.
$2.
Yeah. Yeah.
100, anyone out there saying that 150 is nothing?
That's
hours of time. Shut your mouth. That is hard.
Try it and see how it goes. Others see a crop of needed allies that can bolster their numbers, particularly in useful hyperlocal races. We'll get into more of this critique of the Free State Project. And this is, it's coming at it from more of a Republican critique in this particular story. A lot of these haters are people that are on the left. These people are freaking out on a daily basis.
Believe it or not, Republicans, they hate secession more than the Democrats
do. And that's because we're making an impact here. And
hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. We're talking about the hate being directed against the Free Staters, the fear-mongering.
That's how you know you're winning, Ian.
That we've been saying that forever here in Keene.
We have.
Yeah.
But now you can see that some of the movers and shakers over there in the big cities have really caught on.
They're taking the lesson.
They're taking the lesson, and they're touting this. They're displaying it with honor.
Yeah, and that's what they should be doing.
Just like by the way, a lot of these posts remind me of Defiant L's tweets, where they take the years old tweets from these liberals and they compare them to today's tweet, which is just a complete 180. It's a complete opposite. Like what planet are you on? Are you even real? A lot of these tweets coming from these haters here in the state, they remind me so much of the finals. But if you haven't already, I'm sure if you listen to this program, you've seen these tweets.
I love the Defiant L's.
They're good stuff.
It's really just spot on. We're going to get back into your phone calls and thoughts, though. I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to learn about cryptocurrency, get over to Bitcoin.com. They'll teach you about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, and you can get your first cryptocurrency through Bitcoin.com. It's super nice looking site, and you can just click Get Started at the top of the page to begin the process of learning about this technology that is definitely here to stay. So head over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. If you are not new to crypto, then you can go to their news site and get the latest news headlines, find out what's going on in the world of cryptocurrency over at news.bitcoin.com. Toby is on the line in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Toby.
Hey, yeah, all the fear-mongering, you know, I don't really get it. I mean, we already had the whole fear mongering, COVID. If you ain't got COVID, you're going to get COVID. If you got the shot, you're not going to get it. Well, I haven't gotten the shot. I've had it one more time. It wasn't really that bad, but everybody else that has the shot are getting it all the time. So I'm thinking, maybe, I don't know, whatever. But I'm also an Army combat vet, and every time I got deployed, I got shot with all kinds of stuff. I have no idea. I got more stuff in my blood right now than I got on being on a Florida Pink Floyd concert.
Yikes.
You know? Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, but I had a normal daughter, and she's fine. She's in the Coast Guard now. She's up in Alaska rescuing stupid fishermen, like y'all do up there in New Hampshire and Maine. But, Okay, say you want to separate your state, which I guess Texas can do it in like 5 regions. California, what, 3 regions? You got Oregon doing north and south, and some want to be a part of Idaho, and, Idaho's kind of, they're like, our tax brackets can be screwed now.
Just to clarify, Toby, you're talking about people in existing states that want to divide the state up into multiple states but stay in the union?
Yeah.
Isn't that what Jefferson wants to do?
They want out of the union. They want out of the union.
Well, some do and some don't. There's different proposals.
Yeah, some do and some don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, but then again, okay, now you got to do the math. Okay, what kind of currency are we going to go on? Are we going to barter? Oh,
no.
IRS loves
if we're bartering, then we're not using a currency.
Number one, the IRS will not be a factor because we'd be leaving the United States. But number two, yeah, barter is not an option. However, just letting the market decide, I think, would be the best bet. So there would be no, in the ideal libertarian, if there's going to be a libertarian state, then it should have no official state currency whatsoever and let the people decide.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, can you still use some of the gold coins that you dug out of the creek and got somewhere?
If someone's willing to take them from you, yeah, of course you could.
Well, yeah. See, that's.
I paid gold today for some tacos. It was great.
Nice.
Really? Get the hell out of here.
No, here in New Hampshire, man.
I paid gold on Sunday. I paid with gold backs at the local Fun Noodle place here in downtown Keene. And I even tipped in gold.
I also tipped in gold.
Downtown Keene? My God. Would they let me do that in White River Junction for a couple of turns of spokes?
You'd have to ask the people in White River Junction. I don't live there. You're talking about in Vermont?
Well, I don't know. What's the other side of the river there? My buddy Carpy.
Lebanon? Lebanon, New Hampshire?
I'm sure there's probably, there are activists in Lebanon, so there's probably at least one place that would be willing to take gold.
You'd be surprised how many places are willing to take it. If you can talk to the owner, there's a lot of people up here that understand that gold is valuable.
Yeah, we had the Gold Pad people here for ForkFest last year, and in that short, like, week-long window where they were just going around New Hampshire getting businesses to do this,
there's dozens.
They were immediately successful. Like, that day in the town of Lancaster, there was a pizza place taking gold back.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, Toby, that's what happens, man. When thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. That's what happens when you actually have a community of activists.
I'm carrying more gold backs with me than I am in cash.
Wow, that's sweet.
Yeah.
I love the gold back. I think it's an amazing invention. Huge fan of it. There's if you haven't checked them out, go to goldback.com. You can learn more about it. It's an actual tradable amount of gold. The smallest denomination is 1/1,000th of an ounce. It's one of the smallest denominations of gold available on the planet.
Hmm. You know what I just realized? That makes me way less likely to get robbed. Like,
why?
There's no real crime here in New Hampshire, but let's say...
Because they don't realize it has value?
Yeah, right.
It's like, what are these trading cards?
Let's say I get mugged, and they're like, hand over all your money. I just got these little things, and I was like, what is that? Just gold cards. They wouldn't take them. They would take the cash.
I don't know. I mean, unless they're idiots.
Have you seen... Look up Mark Dice on YouTube sometimes. I'm not a fan of Mark Dice, but he does some good stuff. And one of the things he does is he goes around the streets of California offering people, hey... Do you want this ounce of silver, or do you want this Hershey's chocolate bar? And almost unanimously, they take the Hershey's chocolate bar.
That would be a fun one to do with the gold back, because then if somebody did take the gold back, you wouldn't be losing $25 worth of silver. You'd only lose $4 or $5 worth of gold.
I'm down to do it. Let's do it. I promise we get rid of more Hershey's chocolate bars than we do gold backs that day.
I would hope that New Hampshire's better...
It may be better in New Hampshire than it is in California. I still think we're going to need more Hershey's bar than we will gold back.
I mean, it's in the title, gold back. It's like, of course I'm going to take the gold, whereas the ounce of silver?
It's an ounce of silver. Okay,
Is it in coin form? Does it look like a quarter?
An ounce of silver would likely be in it.
You'd have to watch the video. I don't remember.
That's the problem. They think it's just a quarter. They think it's a coin. It's a nice piece of
gold. Who is so stupid that they think a quarter is a beautiful piece of work.
Who is so stupid that they think a quarter is made out of an ounce of silver?
They don't know.
Exactly. That's why they don't take the gold, and that's why they don't take the silver.
Right. Well, it would be interesting to try that out.
That's going to be an interesting future where everyone is digital. You know, what is mugging going to look like in the future?
They take your phone?
Well,
it's not encrypted?
Exactly. So your phone is probably being tracked. Everyone knows where you're at because your stupid phone is, you know, being tracked. So, I mean, if you steal it, you could just turn it off.
Well, they haven't gotten rid of the cash yet, Conan, but yeah.
They want to, but the elites want it too. They want their own version.
The number is 603-283-6160. We're going to get back into the hate, the fear-mongering about the Free State Project that is just every single day in social media or in mainstream media. They are on the attack against the Free Staters, and that's because here the libertarians are actually making an impact. Everywhere else, no one cares what you libertarians.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration announces its approval for Pfizer and Moderna's request for a second COVID-19 booster shot for older Americans and Americans with compromised immune systems. Director of the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research says adding the second booster may get approval for the general population later in the year.
There may be a need for people to get an additional booster in the fall, along with a more general booster campaign if that takes place, because we may need to shift over to a different variant coverage.
The Pentagon believes Russia is not withdrawing their troops from the Ukrainian capital city of Kyiv. Instead, they're redeploying their ground forces. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden has signed a bill regarding lynching.
The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act, making lynching a federal hate crime for the first time in American history.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the bill is long overdue. The risk for severe weather in parts of the South Wednesday is intensifying. The latest models from the Storm Prediction Center have a moderate risk of severe weather for almost all of Mississippi and parts of Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Louisiana. Storms Wednesday could produce widespread damaging winds in excess of 75 miles per hour and several tornadoes, some being strong. The Foo Fighters are canceling their upcoming tour dates after the death of drummer Taylor Hawkins. The band issuing a statement saying they're sorry and want to take time to appreciate all the music and memories made with Hawkins. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about some of the latest hate against the Free Staters. A lot of fear-mongering, attack pieces going on within the local media across New Hampshire, but also social media. There's a ton of caterwauling about the Free State Project going on from people who are state reps. Not just state reps, the head of, like, the Senate on the Democrat side or whatever.
Good,
or not the head of the Senate. The head of the Democrats. So, like, whatever their organization is, they got a chairman or whatever. That guy has been unloading fear and hate regarding
I can't wait to change my registration to Democrat.
It's going
to
be great.
I'm going to email this guy weekly.
They are...
But do I have your support for this office that I want to run for?
They're tweaking and just freaking out constantly. And so Free State NH on Twitter, they take a selection of these when they find them, and they'll share them out. And I've just grabbed a few of them recently. So here's one of them. We're in the midst from an editorial piece from, or I guess it's an opinion piece, by John Decker at the Laconia Sun, and this is the newspaper, the big newspaper in the Lakes region. So he's talking about CACR 32, which we spoke a lot about here on Free Talk Live, is the independence ballot measure that would essentially, if it passed the state house and the state senate by a 60% margin, would then go on the ballot, and it would have asked the people of New Hampshire whether or not they want to leave the union peaceably. And it freaked a lot of people out.
It might have been.
It could happen. Still, it was the first time out. Brody DeShays, quote, "I think it's deeply troublesome that there would be elected officials from either party that think this is a reasonable policy goal and would push for such a policy as a final outcome for the state of New Hampshire," he said. He's a Republican, by the way, from Wolfboro. Which
it wouldn't be the final outcome, right? It would just be the next step in the story of New Hampshire.
Right. But for Brody DeShays, it would be the end because we think he wants to become a federal politician. He's this real young guy. He's, I think, 23 years old, and he's one of the worst Republicans in the state house. He's one of the lowest rated as far as on the liberty ratings that they give to all the state reps.
Oh, I believe it. He's a complete tool.
He's a total tool. He was the main opponent of CACR 32. He went on to say, "They've realized that Republicans are the best vehicle to win elections." Local Republican Nancy LeRoy said, quote, "The Libertarian Party does not have a sufficient following to garner votes, but the Republican Party does. I'm afraid that people are not aware of the people that they're electing. They've not done their homework."
I tried to get people to realize that. What more do they want? She probably voted for me.
Well, she lives in
I want to meet one region. Person who votes all over the place, all over the ticket, and not just straight ticket. Everyone votes straight ticket.
It's not us.
Not the independents.
We don't even vote.
I
except
vote.
Except for ourselves.
But it's like, do I personally know this person? Probably. I'll vote for them.
LeRoy referenced recent Laconia and Belknap County politics as an example. Quote, "Look at the brouhaha they've made over Gunstock. Sorry, it's that group. We put them there. They're here on the delegation because people just didn't pay attention to what they're doing, or subliminally, they wanted it. I find it hard to think that they're speaking for the majority of the people in the city of Laconia when they're talking in Concord and here at the delegation. They have their followers. Look what they've done to the nursing home. You're not going to fund it? That makes no sense. To me."
What nursing home?
She's talking about out in Laconia.
And what was it? Gun what?
Gunstock. It's a state-owned recreational camping ground. And I know a little bit about what they did there because Mike Sylvia is on. He's a Liberty rep. He's actually one of the guys that co-founded or co-sponsored the independence measure. So he's based out of the Lakes region,
right.
Belknap.
And so I understand, is Gunstock a play on Woodstock?
I don't think so,
but I don't know the history of it. Anyway,
so what was done there?
Gunstock is a camping, or it's like a skiing thing during the wintertime, and during the summertime they've got like campsites.
And they probably get state money.
It's a state-run park. So what Mike Sylvia has done? So when you are a state representative, you also sit on what they call the county delegation. So it's sort of the less talked about set of responsibilities that state reps have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk a lot about them going to the state house and everything, but we don't really hear much about what they do on the county level. And they do like budgetary things for the county.
God, so, what a terrible job!
It sucks.
Kudos to the people who are dedicated enough to run for that office.
And as I understand it, they want to sell Gunstock.
Good.
And get rid of it. Put it in private
hands.
Sell
it to the highest bidder.
And that's what this lady's freaking out
about. And let them take care of it.
She's flipping about it. For example, on March 11th, Free Stater Ian Underwood motioned to cut the town of Croydon's school district budget in half passed. The district is small with approximately 80 students and previously had a budget of $1.7 million. After the cut, that budget is now $800,000.
Awesome.
This is your fantasy.
This is my thing.
You tried this.
I tried this many, many times.
You tried a 5% cut in Keene and they laughed us out of the auditorium.
Because we didn't have 20 more people.
Right.
We could have done it. We could have done exactly what was done in this situation, this school district, if we just had another dozen people.
Yep. The decision was praised at a Free State Project meetup at a restaurant in Plymouth in March. Among the attendees was Aubrey Friedman, a Free Stater who moved from what he calls, quote, the People's Republic of San Francisco, unquote, in 2018. This year, Friedman made a run for Newfound School Board in February and lost by 99 votes. Quote, they spend so much money and the results are lousy, Friedman said of the school board, citing unremarkable test scores.
Okay, I thought she was talking about people running for office. I was like, that's not true. The Libertarians winning elections, they're not spending that much money.
That's true. You don't have to spend that much to win a state rep seat here. The Free Stater explained that he initially got involved with the board through his protest of mask mandates and vaccine clinics being set up on school grounds. He said, if it's in the shape it's in 3 years, I'll run again, he said, stating he intends to watch school board meetings and minutes closely. As for the concept of secession, Friedman said he would have voted to support it in principle, but that secession, quote, would never stand a chance in a million years of passing, unquote.
I don't know about that.
Citing the fact that older people would lose their Social Security and by extension their interest in independence, and that the United States would not honor such a motion.
So here's a question for all you Social Security collectors.
Tell them to go to Florida.
If you move to another country, you still collect,
yes,
right?
Yes, you do.
So what would stop you from collecting your money? And
nothing.
By the way, I am more concerned with your government existing in the next couple of years to pay you your Social Security.
Yeah, it's going to run out.
We're not going to get any of it, the three of us.
He says the powers that be are not going to allow that to happen. Even if New Hampshire voted 100% for secession, they're not going to allow it. So I don't think there's been any planning to work out the details because it's not in the cards.
That's not how this works, right? You don't work out all of the details about what you're going to do when you leave your abusive relationships.
Step one is
to get out.
Yeah, we talked about this. How do you relieve stress? Number one, you admit that there's a problem,
yep,
and you try to distance yourself from that situation. This is the number one step.
Yeah, but in some cases, like, you know, abusive relationships, you don't have time to analyze and be like, okay, this is the problem, and this is how I'm going to address it. You're like, okay, no, I have to get away from this problem.
Well, sorry, it hurts me to say, Aria, but a lot of situations don't ever end because that thought process doesn't ever go through their head.
No, they shouldn't think that far. They should go, this has to end. I have to get away from this problem before I can even begin to think about how to solve it. That's the issue with domestic violence, right?
Except then there's job and house and kids and
dog
and car.
You solve that crap later.
So the difference here is the people that are in the state house are central planners, the ones that aren't the free staters, at least. And that was the big objection from the head of the committee that heard the bill to allow people to vote on secession was, you guys don't have a plan. You know, I like the idea of getting away from the federal government, but you don't have a plan. And so he shot it down, and, you know, the thing died 323-13.
Yeah, but
ultimately,
he's delusional, right? This is the same guy who's like, I don't have a government. No one governs
me.
Yes,
that's the same guy.
Lunatic, man.
And the good news is, this is his last term. He's retiring after this term.
Good.
So somebody else can have a chance.
Hopefully
at
someone
that
less
seat.
Insane.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's the thing is, over time, the more free staters move here and get involved in running for office, over time, these oldsters, they're going to go away.
Let me say this. The last year's school board deliberative session, or, I'm sorry, this year's,
yep,
I think it was like 30 people.
Really?
We might just sneak in there next year. We've been off the radar for a couple years. They've forgotten about us.
We've been away for a few
years. We could sneak back in and we could obliterate the damn budget.
Sneak attack. All right. Well, now they know if they're listening.
They're not listening.
603-283-6160. More coming up here from the fearmonger.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! Yep, it's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about what appears to be a feature-length story. This isn't just your standard opinion piece. This is like a feature-length story in the Laconia Daily Sun, published within the last week by John Decker.
Congrats to the Free State Project for inciting this man to this degree.
Yeah, incredible level of coverage is coming from the people that hate freedom here in New Hampshire. And it's just, it's such an indicator of success because, as they say, you don't take flack unless you're over the target. If you're a libertarian anywhere outside of New Hampshire, you know that the media does not care about you. They do not report on you.
True.
They don't care about your candidates. When you finally do get one of them on the ballot, you put a ton of work into getting candidates on the ballot, and no one cares.
The current part of the Free Talk Live archives that I'm working on is Ron Paul during his 2007-2008 candidacy, and it's all about how Ron Paul, national candidate, right, completely ignored by the media. And he was one of the most, he wasn't a libertarian candidate, but he was the most libertarian presidential candidate we had ever seen. And he had enormous
I remember those debates.
Him.
They're all on YouTube, and they are glorious.
He pwned them. At least he got into the debates. Most libertarian candidates, because that's because he ran as a Republican. Most libertarian candidates cannot get into a debate to save their life. They can't get invited to an interview. That no one cares. The other side,
the opponents won't even show up.
Yeah, the Republicans and the Democrats, they pretend like you don't exist because as far as they're concerned, you don't exist. You're not a threat to them. You're not going to win the election. Here, when libertarians run as Democrats or Republicans, these people freak out. And that's part of what this story is where the Republican establishment is saying, oh my God, there's these free staters and they're running and our voters aren't paying any attention.
That's more or less what I was getting at. You know, the media ignored Ron Paul, and he was tremendously successful at doing what he was doing. So just imagine how successful the Free State Project is for the media to not be ignoring us.
Yeah, they can't ignore us. Going on here, they're interviewing a Free Stater. someone named Aubrey Friedman. I think we might have met him the other day, actually. I think he was doing some volunteering outside of the State House for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Because it says here he works for Porcupine Realty. And we actually, they're one of our sponsors here on Free Talk Live. Mark Warden is the founder there. It's a firm that caters toward libertarian and free stater types looking to migrate to New Hampshire. While exact figures couldn't be provided, Friedman claimed that the last 2 years saw an explosion of those sales. Quote, they come from almost entirely blue states, he explained, with a few exceptions from Alaska and Idaho. Quote, as the mandates and the craziness over the last 2 years, it just pushed more people here. Every time there would be another mandate issued, there's going to be another wave of free staters moving here. We can barely keep up with it.
That's the whole state, though, and it's not just free staters. This state is an escape state.
Sure.
And it makes sense. I mean, it's just a really, we just talked about, it's the fifth less stressful state in the union, and we're always on the top of those lists. People know this is a good state to live in.
But his point is, Porcupine Realty
has seen an explosion.
Works with almost exclusively free staters.
Right.
And they have had their busiest, I talked to Mark Warden myself about this when I saw him recently at Liberty Forum. His number one year ever was 2021.
I believe it.
While some Republicans have expressed distaste at free staters running under their name, others see a potential ally. Linda Molinaro, treasurer of the Plymouth Area Republican Committee, attended the Free Stater meetup. She said that her group is more concerned about so-called rhinos, Republicans in name only, than they are about free staters. By the way, I've got a whole other newspaper letter to the editor by a Republican who's claiming that the free staters are the rhinos.
What?
Well, that's true.
Well, that's true.
If you've got a Democrat in front of you, you know what you got, Molinaro asserted. If you have someone like Chuck Morse, to me he's a rhino because Sununu, that's the governor by the way,
who is a rhino,
and he's in bed with him. He talked him into running, unquote. By teaming up with free staters, many of whom hold overlapping views with Republicans, Molinaro hopes it can boost Republican strength in local politics. And look, the reality of it is, if this Republican Party out in the Lakes region is anything like the one here in Keene,
it's non-existent.
It's old. It exists.
Yeah.
But it is average age 65. I mean, we walked in there. We decided we were going to get involved in the local Republican Party in Keene because we knew how weak they were. And we walked in there, and they were just falling all over themselves like, oh, my God, someone under the age of 60.
Fresh blood.
Yeah.
Young
and
blood.
Ultimately, they ended up booting us out of the Republican Party.
Too radical.
Well, they didn't say that. They used a technical excuse. They said, oh, we didn't do the election when we were supposed to by the bylaws or whatever. Even though we were following the bylaws, they said our bylaws weren't according to the state. It was a stupid political thing.
But I'm planning on
going to their meeting. The county meeting this Saturday to get back into it, because after the raid happened, I dropped out for a while, understandably. But anyway,
I'm not going to go to that one.
No, you're actually talking about doing a party change, which is interesting. But back to the story here. So, quote, it seems like the Democrats are way more organized than the Republicans are, said the Republican. They organize and get people to the meetings. Even though we got a ton of signatures, no one shows up.
How does it come to that? If the Free State Project is part of the Republicans, and the Republicans are almost by definition more organized than the Democrats, the Free State Project came in, took control of your political apparatus, started running for office, and got a constitutional amendment to succeed.
What she's saying here is that their current party is still so weak that they still can't get people to show up to the meetings. So that means there's an opportunity for more Free Staters to come in there and take it over even further. For new arrival Alex Lemp, who also attended the meetup, the ability to participate in local politics was essential to his decision to relocate from New York in 2021. He said, being in New York, I felt my politics couldn't do anything. Here, I feel there's more of a chance to make a difference. Unquote. The ability to access local political power is a keystone in the strategy of the Free State Project, a nonprofit organization started in 2001 with the goal of inviting more libertarians to move to New Hampshire. The movement's website claims that the Free State Project is not a political action organization and does not endorse or oppose legislation. Carla Garrick, who's the
president. It'd be better if it did. I mean, they would lose their 501c3 status.
It would look ugly, though, because then they would end up endorsing one free stater over another, and then they're going to split people on that.
Because they've never been divisive in the past.
If they decided on a political affiliation, would Furman Supreme be allowed in our big tent?
Yeah,
they don't have to decide on a political affiliation.
I think they do enough. I think the Free State Project should do what they do, and that is advertise New Hampshire to libertarians outside of New Hampshire, run a couple of events every year to, you know, bring them in, like the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which, by the way, I heard on their Free State Live show that they do on Mondays, that the Porcupine Freedom Festival is now actually technically sold out. They're still selling tickets, but they're actually over the amount that they had planned to sell. So they had planned for 2,500, and they're sold over 2,700 at this point.
It sounds like they should stop because facilities were strained last year.
They're trying to figure out where to stop. They don't want to stop, but...
Dude, just open up for donations or tell people to go to ForkFest instead and donate money to you if they want. But
they're going to cut it off soon.
Yeah, please don't overload the campground again.
The campground can, in theory, hold like 3,000 people.
But the facilities won't support it.
So Carla Garrick, she's the president emeritus of the Free State Project, interviewed for this story, says, quote, "Its only mission is to bring liberty lovers to the state of New Hampshire. Once people are here, they do all kinds of stuff. I think there's confusion. It's not all Free Staters that are into independence." DeShays, again, this is the anti-independence
The article
Republican.
Seems pretty fair so far.
So far. DeShays says, "The Free State Project is not a monolith. There are Free Staters that are in the House that are productive and vote against the Free State from time to time." So you're only productive, if you, in this guy's mind, if you vote against freedom. And he's a Republican. "While not all Free Staters are pro-secession, Garrick sees an independent New Hampshire as a viable and desirable goal." She said, quote, "If it was an independent country, it would be four times the size of Iceland by population. For me personally, I don't see much hope left with the federal government. I feel like they're pushing us into unconstitutional wars, decimating our economy. I think New Hampshire and Granite Staters would be better off without the yoke of the federal government around our necks."
Well said, Carla.
True that.
The FSP traces its roots to the writings of founder Jason Sorens, a political scientist and director of the Center for Ethics and Society at St. Anselm College. Sorens wrote an essay in 2001 saying, quote, "Hey, libertarians don't have success anywhere because we're geographically dispersed. What would happen if we were in one spot?" explained Garrick. The essay called for people seeking smaller government to flock to the state of New Hampshire. It's actually not true. There was a vote on the different states, and New Hampshire won. In his initial essay, he estimated that 20,000 such people moving to New Hampshire would be enough to seize some form of control over state government so that more libertarian principles could be implemented across the state. The FSP had a quota of 20,000 pledges, meaning people could sign the pledge that they would move to the Granite State within 5 years. The FSP website estimates that 19,988 people have signed the pledge, and that there are over, that's a weird number, it definitely hit 20,000 in 2016, so maybe there have been, you know, 12 people who rescinded their membership since then, but they've had more signers since then, so I don't know where that number came from. And that there are over 6,000 Free Staters currently in New Hampshire, and that 45 of them have been elected as state representatives. There's more on the way here. We'll share your thoughts also, or welcome, on the Free State Project and the activists migrating to New Hampshire.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.